So good morning, everybody, and welcome. Really making a big apology for Monday with my crazy computer and all the antics that have been going on with that computer for quite a few months now. So we're going to just settle in to a beautiful practice. We did last week. The idea was that we would do layer breathing first and then do the Zen pattern, which is a Zen Buddhist practice. And then we would do another version of the Zen practice that my teacher used to teach. So we're going to do that second version today, and then hopefully my computer will behave itself well enough and I can get all three of them up on the website, and then you've got them all three in a row, and they're really complementary of each other. They're all breath-centered practices, very easy. You don't need to extend your breath or do anything to the breath other than observe it. So today we're going to go into the Zen pattern again, but this time we're going to do it in a different way. Before we do, it was funny, I opened up this little book. It's one of my favorites, Arriving at Your Own Door by Jon Kabat-Zinn. And for some reason, I had this page with a bookmark in it. And I don't know why, because it's not one I would normally read, but I realized how relevant it is for us at the moment. And it's called Suspension of Distraction. And I hope that when you hear this, it might ring true for you at the moment with all of the different rules and regulations that have been put in place. The positives and the joy that have come out of it is the opportunity to just be still and quiet and actually suspend the distractions of our life. And hopefully we don't just put our distractions somewhere else and allow that to absorb us too much too, which I'm learning about that too. So this one is called Suspension and Distraction. It's by Jon Kabat-Zinn from his book Arriving at Your Own Door. Perhaps it is time to make the suspension of distraction a way of life. Imagine how healthy it might be for us personally and for the world at large. We might truly come to know peace because we would be peaceful, not naive, not weak, not powerless, but truly powerful, peace embodying and peace appreciating in our true nature, in our true strength, in our true wisdom. Just closing your eyes gently if you haven't already and letting yourself settle, so finding that perfectly comfortable position for you. And as you settle in, take a moment to think of all the Mama Totos around the world. Sending loving energy, support, strength. Calling for each and every one of them to call into their natural innate wisdom. The wisdom that comes from our lineage, from our red thread, all the way through. And then taking some more time just to check in with your posture, that you feel comfortable. Take a moment to check in with your whole body. Do a little mental scan through the body, from your feet through your legs and into your pelvis, which is your foundation. Be aware of your sitting position and your connection with the earth through that. Be aware of your torso, upright and straight, the spine supporting you, the musculature and bony structures supporting it. Relaxing your belly, relaxing your diaphragm, your chest, your heart space. Relax into the shoulders, down along your arms and into your hands. Be aware of your hands resting on your knees or thighs, in whichever position feels most comfortable for you today. Be aware of your shoulders and neck. Be aware of your head and scalp. And take a moment to really notice your facial expression. And see if you could soften your facial expression just a little more, maybe 5% more. You might be able to soften your whole body, relax your whole body a little bit more, maybe 5% more. And bring your attention now to the breath, moving gently in and out through your nostrils. Try not to change the breath or do anything. Don't add anything in. Just observe yourself breathing. Noticing the gentle movement of breath as it falls in and falls out. The little pauses that naturally occur within that cycle. And be aware of yourself observing, that part of you that observes the breath. Allow the mind to be quiet, the inner voice to silence. observing, watching, experiencing the breath moving in and moving out. Begin to count the breath now. We're going to count in a pattern. We're going to count each breath. So each inhalation and exhalation is one count. So we count each natural breath, no matter where the breath goes and how many changes occur, just count each natural breath. This time we count from 20 back to 1, and then 10 back to 1. So we're counting backwards each breath, 20 back to 1, 10 back to 1. And you're going to do 3 rounds of that. So 20 back to 1, 10 back to 1, 3 times. Allow the mind to stay harnessed to the breath and counting. And when you reach the end of the third round, just drop into the stillness and silence that you have created. Try to allow the inner voice to be silenced, the mind steady, focused on the breath and counting. If thoughts intrude, just let them go and stay with the counting of the breath. Allowing yourself to get into the more gentle, subtle energies of the breath, moving from the gross to the subtle and into the psychic realm of Chittakash as you reach the end of the practice. Chittakash being the dark space in front of the closed eyes, where you will rest your attention till the completion of the practice. Very slowly now, bring your attention back to the space of Chittakosh, the dark space in front of your closed eyes. Be aware of your whole body. Be aware of your breath. Notice what you're feeling, how you're feeling. Begin to listen to the familiar sounds around you. The feeling of your clothes against your skin. And at your own timing and slowly keeping this beautiful, subtle energy alive inside of you today. When you're ready, you may open your eyes and the practice is complete. Om Shanti. Thank you, everybody. Have a lovely day.